Okay, we're holding Sukkah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We are 6 lines down from the top of the page. We're up to Besura Masen Hashmaita by Lishna. We may have gone a drop further, but we'll pick it from over here just to get our bearings. We had a machlekes, first machlekes between Abaye and Rava, whether or not we say on a sukkah where you have no walls, but you have the porch. Let's go over the whole case. You had a chutzer of batim. You had houses that form a shape of a ches. And inside the shape of a ches, each house had this porch that jutted out of the house. So we spoke out that this, in the Mishnah we already had, that if you put schach over the hole created by the porches, in between the porches, you put schach over that hole. So if the porches are less than 4 amos, the wall of the house will be my deifin akuma. I have a wall, the wall of the house will be my wall. The porch, of course, is not kosher schach either. It may not be kosher material, but if it is, it's tasav aminas, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. But even so, we view the porch itself as a deifin akuma, and my sukkah will be kosher. That's all if it's within 4 amos. However, what if the porches are more than 4 amos long? So the house walls that are facing the chutzner are more than 4 amos away from the area where you're going to have the schach. So what's going to be over there? Abai says still good. You know why? The edge of the porch, we say pitikro yevaseisim. We say the edge of the porch, we view that beam at the edge of the porch as if it goes down and creates an imaginary wall straight down right near the sukkah. That is Abai. Rav says, you don't say pitikro yevaseisim. Says the Gemara, let us say that Abai Rav's machlekes is exactly the same machlekes as Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had a machlekes in Shabbos. If I have in the middle of an open field, we know Shabbos can't carry unless an area is enclosed. Has to be an enclosed area. So what if I have an open field? I can't carry. What if I have in the open field? I have 4 posts, and on top of the post is a roof, a ceiling, but the sides are open. There's no walls. So Shmuel says he can't carry. Rav says, yes, you can. You know why? We say the edges of that roof, of that ceiling, we view the edge, the beam at the edge, on all 4 sides, as if it comes down, and it creates a wall with the, again, the imaginary wall. It's really, again, this pitikur is really a very specified form of good achas mechitzte. We say, once you have a partial wall, view as if it goes down. This is a step further, almost pitikra is in that realm, but we're saying just a beam alone at the top. Rashi and Taisa, we spoke about the other day, held that it has to be a thicker beam of at least a tefach. Other, the chazish means from other Rishonim, other shita say it doesn't have to be that big. Either way, we say pitikra is according to Rav, and you have an enclosed area, it's imaginary, but it's enclosed, you can carry in Shabbos, whereas according to Shmuel, we say it can't carry. Says the Gemara, let us say that Abaye, who says that pitikra works by sukkah, is like Rav, who says that by Shabbos pitikra works. And Rav, who says that pitikra doesn't work by sukkah, is like Shmuel, who says that pitikra didn't work by sukkah. That was the Gemara's connection in yesterday's daf, towards the end of, I mean, the whole daf, the whole basis was short, but towards the bottom of the Amid, says the Gemara, no. I'll tell you as follows. Everyone agrees that Shmuel, who won't say pitikra by the case of Shabbos, certainly won't say pitikra by the case of sukkah. We'll see one in a second. If you don't say it by Shabbos, you certainly wouldn't say it by sukkah. But Rav, who says pitikra by Shabbos, Abaye fits very well. Abaye says it by sukkah as well. He'll say Rav will say the same halacha by sukkah. Rav will say that no, that Rav says by Shabbos, but Rav could say that Rav agrees to me that by Shabbos we don't say pitikra. You know, by sukkah. You know why? Because there's a big difference. By Shabbos you had 4 posts with a roof. The roof was there to enclose the area beneath it, to shelter the air beneath it. Your pitikra would create walls that would be also sheltering, protecting the area inside the roof, inside the ceiling. It makes sense. Maybe there you say pitikra, as opposed to by sukkah, even if you want to say the chsadra, the porch, is forming a wall, the chsadra is not built for the area outside the chsadra, in the chutz or open chutz area. The chsadra is built for the area between it and the house. So the walls that would be coming down, these imaginary halach l'mashem esimidika walls of pitikra, they only work, Rabbi wants to suggest, they only work for the area that the tikra, that the beam was coming to protect. If the beam's by Shabbos, but the beam's protecting that area, the walls work for that area. By sukkah, it's not protecting that area, it's coming to protect the area closer to the house, therefore it won't work for that area. That was Rava's chilek. Okay, that was all just a chazara outside of the last amen of Gemara, amen and a drop. Says the Gemara now on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, again, 6 lines down. Besur Mas L'Hashmaita B'Halishna. In Surah they learned a different, in the Surah they learned the Lashon we just quoted. We just chazar over everything that they learned in Surah. And the machlekes, but Batisa had a completely different machlekes. But Batisa Masni, they have the following. If one puts chach on top of this chasadra, again, these porches, he's still by the same chatzar as in the shape of a ches. You have the houses inside forming a ches, and you have these porches coming out of the houses, and you're putting chach on top of the porches. And you want to know if it's a good sukkah. Halacha is, if there's no beams, no columns, everyone agrees it's possible. Meaning no one's going to say, according to this Lashon, no one holds, we're talking about where it's more than 4 amos away from the bias. You don't have Deifer Akuma. But furthermore, you don't even say Pitikra. According to this version, everyone agrees we don't say Pitikra, difficult psula. What's the Machlaikis? Yesh Lapsimim, when there are columns, with our columns going down from the Chsadra to the ground, these beams, and these beams are within 3 tefachim of each other, so they can create a Lovatika wall. Does that work or not? Abaya Makshair, Abaya says Kasher, Rav Amar Psula, Rav says Pasla, Abaya Makshair, why? Amrina Lovat, because we say Lovat, Rav Amar Psula, Rav says Pasla, Loy Amrina Lovat, because we don't say Lovat. That's Machlaikas, Abaya Rava, the Machlaikas of here, according to this version, is not whether they say Pitikra, they both agree we're not saying Pitikra in this case, Machlaikas is whether they say Lovat. Now, what's Pshat again, just like we said, the Gabe Pitikra, is Pshat that Rav disagrees with Lovat? No. Just like we said by Pitikra, Rav agrees to the concept of Pitikra. By Shabbos, perhaps he would say it. Just by Sukkah, he didn't want to say it because the Achsadra was not there for the purpose of the area that you're using for your Sukkah, and therefore you don't say Pitikra. Say the same thing with Lovat. The Rav could say the same lines with Lovat. The reason why Rav wouldn't say Lovat, Rav agrees to Lovat. He wouldn't say Lovat over here because those columns that come down for the Achsadra are there to support the porch, the Achsadra, and for the area to enclose, semi-enclose, the area between the, from under the porch to the house. It's not there to support the area, surround the area, in between the houses, the open chutz area. That's not the purpose. Since it's not the purpose, you only see Lovat for the purpose of what it was built, not for the opposite direction. And that's why Rav says you wouldn't say Lovat here, whereas Abaye says, no, you'd still say Lovat, says the Gemara, Hilchos HaKlishna Kama. Bottom line is, even though we have another completely new version in Pobedisa of the Machlokes Abaye of Rav, Halach is like the first Lashon, that what? That everyone agrees Lovat would work. Rava would agree that by Lovat works, and the Machlokes says by Pitikra. Rava says Pitikra doesn't work in this case of Sukkah, where by the porches, and Abaye says it does work. That's how the Gemara Paskins. That's where we have the Machlokes. Okay. Ravashi Ashkad Rav Kana. Ravashi found Rav Kana to come Masachich Agav Achsadra Shein L'Ptimim. Ravashi found Rav Kana was putting Schach on these porches, which didn't have Ptimim. So basically, you had the houses in the shape of a ches, you had the porches jutting out from the houses, and then he's putting Schach from porch to porch on the open area in between the porches. He's putting Schach on the open area in between the porches, and he was using it for Sukkah. The problem is, these porches extended more than 4 amos from the house, so Daif and Akuma, no, not an option. And there were no Ptimim. There were no columns to make it Lovat. So basically, he'd have to be relying on Abaye Sheet of Pitikra. Don't you get what Rava said? Rava says, Yesh Lapsimim Ksheri Elim Psimim Psula. If there is Ptimim, if there's columns there, only then as a kasher, because you have Lovat going with the first lashon, with the lashon of Surah in Rava. Aba'ein l'psim, if there's no columns there, then psula is pasul, meaning no columns, you don't have Lovat, according to anyone, because you don't have poles to Lovat. Elamai pitikra, if there's only pitikra. So how are you using the sukkah? Azay frek, Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, l'chari, are you relying on the Lovat? Are you relying on the pitikra of Abai? Rav says no good. Achvilei, so Rav Kana showed him, he has an interesting chiddush. Inami, or the case was opposite. He showed him a case where it was flush on one side and visible on the other side. Whether it's flush on the inside, visible on the outside, flush on the outside, visible on the inside. Either way, it's not really the main point. The main point is, he showed him where he had like this. He had coming out of the porch area, he had two real walls. There's a wall coming out of the porch, like an L-shape wall coming out of the porch. But there's only two walls. He only had two walls. And the problem of Kana, Ravashi had a problem with Rav Kana, is where's your third wall? You must be relying on the Achsadra, like a Pitikra type of wall, but we don't, Rav doesn't hold to that. To that, Rav Kana showed him that from the vantage point that you're looking, it looks flush. It looks like this wall just continues. But if you look for the other side, you'll see there's a little piece of material jutting out of the wall to the side, behind it, and that creates a third wall. It's nearer on one side, not on the other side, but it's enough to create what's considered a third wall. Where do we see this? The Imar, because we learned the Kabe Mavoi. Remember, by Mavoi, you have to have, in order to carry, besides the Shtufim Mavoyas, if it's got to be enclosed on at least really three sides, and on the fourth side, right, the third side could be, one side could be Tzuras HaPesach, but it's got to be enclosed, right, on three sides, and the fourth side, the open side, the Rosh Hashanah, has to have Lechi and or Kaira. That's the sugi from, we just quoted the other day, sugi in Erevin. Says the member over there, Legabe Lechi is the beam that goes from floor to ceiling, near Mebuchus, V'shabim Mepnim, Nidan Mishim Lechi. So we know the Lechi is, that if you have a Lechi that is, let's say you put it right up against the opening, you put it, not if you put it inside the opening, in between the two walls, inside the opening, then of course it's noticeable. But if you put it in the front of the opening, right at the edge, so from the inside of the Mavli, it just looks like the wall continues. Only when you're outside do you see it. It's near Mabuchutz, but it's Shav, it's equal, it's flush. Bifnim, we said over there by Erevin, that it works. We said near Mabuchutz, Shav Bifnim, is a good Lechi. So to over here, Haina Patsim, so to over here, Rav Kana says, that's its column. The column over here is, it doesn't need full columns to make Lovat. You have that one Ptimim that sticks out right on the side of the flush, at the edge of the wall. That's the third wall. Therefore, it's kosher. Azay Zakt, Rav Kana, back to Rav Ashi. But there's a bomb kashi here. Tosfos asks, very shaky kasha. What is the connection? Really, Gemara, yes, they asked almost identical. Gemara used it as an answer when we had Machlokes Ravina and Rav Acha, and they brought a raya to one from one of the stadim. We brought a raya from the case of Mavli, from the Kaira of Mavli that we saw by the Kairos Ravina. The Gemara didn't know who said what, but we brought a raya from the Rishonim that Ravina was the Mekel. Ravina said that you say love it in the middle of a sukkah, and Rav Acha said you only say love it at the end of the sukkah by the walls, not in the middle of the sukkah. And Ravina brought a raya from Kairos, the two Kairos that come out from the opposite walls, and they don't meet. They don't meet in the middle. There's an airspace between them. The halacha by Ervin is if they're within three tvachim, we say lava to match them up, and that's in the beemtza, that's the middle of a wall. Says Ravina to Rav Acha, I have a raya that in the middle works. And Rav Acha, the Gemara says Rav Acha would respond that you have no raya from there because that's a din derabanan. The whole din of carrying in a mavi, the whole problem of carrying in a mavi is a rabbinic issue, but the raya says not a problem. It's a rishis yachin, no problem carrying there. The whole din is issue derabanan. On a derabanan, you say love it in the middle. That was the response yesterday. Ask Taisvis the identical question over here, that the identical nafkamina. How are you being a raya that nirbim b'chutz, the Shavim Mifnim and Erev B'chutz is considered a good sukkah wall because it's considered a good lechi wall. How could you compare? By lechi, it's a din derabanan. Sukkah is a din deraisa. Who says that it's good enough? Furthermore, over there by lechi, you know what we require? By lechi pashas require a mechitza. This is a shayla by kaira. Is it a mechitza or is it more than a mechitza? Is it mamish becoming a wall? I'm sorry. By kaira, there's a shayla. Is it a mechitza or is it a heker? Heker means just a reminder. I'm leaving Mavi area, Rishis Yachid area. I'm walking to Shisram area. I need a demarcation point, a heker. That's one pshat in kaira. The other pshat in kaira is that it is a mechitza. Like a pitikra, with the beam, we view it as if it comes down and forms a wall. That's by kaira. By lechi pashas, again, I don't want to say no one argues, because remember we did a mechitza shikashita that held the same exact conversation applies to lechi, but pashas by lechi, we say it's heker. Lechi is a hecker. Hecker guy means it's a demarcation point. It's just a simmon. It's there to be noticed that I got to stop carrying. I can't go from rishus to rishus. But it's not there as a mechitza. By sukkah, I need a mechitza. So forget about the issue of the rabban and the raisa. It's more than that. You bring a right from a din hecker to a din mechitza that strengthens Tzai's gasha further. And even more than that, Tzai says, what are you going to say? We had an early mesefta, migu. Since on sukkahs, on Shabbos of sukkahs, it works for Shabbos, it'll work for sukkahs. That's such a concept. It works for Shabbos, it works for sukkahs. Okay, then it could just work for Shabbos of sukkahs. But during the week of sukkahs, it shouldn't work. Tzai just leaves the tzarachian. How are we using a raya from lechi to a din of sukkah? Tesis by Shver. The Rush asks the question, and he wants to suggest that in a Chami, we must be talking about a case where this third wall wasn't just nir mebefnim, shavim mebechutz, just nira. It was a tzuras ha-pesach, bechidish. Tzuras ha-pesach is a regular wall. Tzuras ha-pesach is like a doorway. Rav Kahana created a tzuras ha-pesach, and that's why it worked. Again, not necessarily mashma in the words, but that has to be the pshat in Rav Kahana. Otherwise, in a Chami, he's also bothered by Tesis' question. Okay. Tanav. New Gemara. Psal yaitz ben asukkah, nidain kisukkah. Psal, of course, means kosher. Psal by sukkah means psalus garam yakov, leftover from the vines, from that which grows in the fields. The leftovers is beautiful kosher schach that grows from the ground. Namakabotum, it's great schach. So pesel hayetz ben asukkah nidain kisukkah. This is the din we learned from a Tana, that a pesel that comes out of the sukkah, right? A little bit of kosher schach that juts out from a sukkah is nidain kisukkah as a din, like sukkah, it's kosher sukkah. Now, what does that mean? My psal hayetz ben asukkah. What does it mean, psal or pesel hayetz ben asukkah? What exactly does it mean? The Gemara is going to give four scenarios, four explanations of what it means. A quick chazara from Rashi, back, I believe it was Avdalin. Rashi, maybe it was a little further. Rashi said, by the case of the sukkah that was taller than 20 amas, a sukkah higher than 20 amas is no good, it's pasul. Rashi says, the Gemara says over there, but you know what you can do? If you build a platform across the whole sukkah, so I have wall in the back, and I have a platform going across, and now on top of the platform, my height from my platform area to the schach is less than 20 amas. So now I have a kosher sukkah in that space. Fine, that's simple, that's the Gemara. Rashi over there says, not only is the area on top of this podium, not only is that area kosher, even the area in the ground, which is 20 amos off the ground to the sukkah, is also going to be kosher from this din of psal yetzim in a sukkah. That's Rashi who said way back when. Rashi says kosher as psal, al the same halacha. The Mefarshim actually bothered, I'm getting ahead of myself over here, but the Mefarshim is going to have four different explanations of psal yetzim in a sukkah, and the Mefarshim bothered, which explanation is Rashi going with that he learns that particular case back then is going to be fit into psal yetzim in a sukkah, and say the entire sukkah is kosher, even the area, which is still 20 amos from the ground, which is off the podium. Where does Rashi get it from? But let's see the four Malchim in Psal Yetzim HaSukkah. Malchim number one. Amarullah. Kanam Yetzim HaChar HaSukkah. picture we have a sukkah, the typical sukkah in the Gemara terms, less otherwise noted, is three walls. So we'll call it just to be able to give us, I mean, most of you have pictures in your Gemara, but just to give ourselves a little bit of a visual in our minds, we have a west wall, an east wall, and a northern wall. The ches, west, north, and east, three walls. And you have schach going across it, and the schach continues past the northern wall. So basically behind the sukkah, behind the back wall of the sukkah, schach continues. Okay. So we're saying that's Psa Yetim Rasukkah and it's Din of Sukkah. Ask the Gemara, how's that Din of Sukkah? It doesn't have walls. Habini Shalosh Tefanais. It needs three walls, only has one. Says Gemara Padika, you're right. Not only do you have the back wall, which works for both sides, the wall on the west and the east, they extended past the back wall. Those walls extended past the back wall. So almost like your Sukkah is almost like an H. The walls on the west and east extended past the back wall. So you have Schach with three walls now. Ask the Gemara, Vavina Echshu Sukkah. But the Chor, you need to have the minimum shear of a Sukkah of Zion al Zion. Says the Gemara, Bidika, you have the minimum shear of a Sukkah. Iva Yimit Sasa Mukhamasa. The Gemara assumes you don't have enough Ksach to be more shade than sun. The Gemara says, Bidika, you do have it. Ask the Gemara, Yachim Alam Emra. If I have a kosher, beautiful Sukkah, the right size, the right amount of walls, the right amount of shade, then what's your Chiddush? I have a double Sukkah. I have a Sukkah that's the two sides. What's your Chiddush that it works? Yachim Alam Emra, what's the Chiddush of Psal Yaitzim and a Sukkah, answers the Gemara Maldatema, Hil Lagavaya Vidi. Since the walls were made, really these walls were made for the Ikar wall was the, again, yeah, the west wall, the north wall, we're calling it, and the west wall. Now, it was really made for the main area that's inside that section, inside those three walls. Happens to be the two walls on the west and east extend a little further, as in the Schach, so you can also get like almost like a tag along, like an extra Sukkah in the back. But I would have thought, similar to the story we had earlier today, we mentioned that when a wall is made for an area, Area A, on one side, maybe it can't be used as a chashiv is for Area B. We discussed, you don't say lovud for Area B. If the beams were made for Area A, we don't say love for Area B, or we don't say pitikra for Area B. Here we're saying you have an extra wall. But you would think that the wall, which is meant for area, the main area of Sukkah, cannot be used for the other area because it wasn't meant for it. Kamashma, it still works. Says Marhali v'gavay l'avidi, l'vray l'avidi. Since it was made for this side, not the other side, the outside it wasn't made, maybe it doesn't work, Kamashman. Therefore the Chiddush is yes, it still works, Kamashman, that it is good, it is a good Sukkah on both sides. That's the Chiddush. Ask Taisus, Bam Kasha. Ask Taisus, what do you mean? We just had that halacha in our Mishnah. Go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said, in the case where you have the ches of batim, a house is formed in the shape of a ches, and they each have a porch sticking out, and the porch is within 4 amas of the wall of the bias, so you still have the mile of Defen Akuma, and you put schach on top of the porch. This is a Mishnah we had a couple days ago, Dafi Zayin and Alfar atap. They said, halacha is that the sukkah formed in the middle of these porches, with the schach in the middle of the porches, kosher. And what's the wall? The wall is the wall of the house. The wall of the house was certainly made to service the house. It wasn't made to service the area outside the house. Maybe it does that too, but that's not the purpose. It's there to service the house. So we just learned in our Mishnah that even though the wall was meant to service the house, as long as it's within 4 amas, it'll work to be a wall for the sukkah. So what do you tell me? I would have thought that a wall is made for side A, cannot be used for side B. We see clearly from Mishnah already could be used. So Vaiter, there's no Chiddush. Azay Frecht, Taisvis, on this Peshat of Ula, Shtarka Kasha, answers the Ran, a nice Chab Teretz. The Ran says, not so fast. A bias is such a festa wall. Wall of the house is a real, is as permanent of a mechitza as it gets. That's a real permanent mechitza. Over there, the fact that it works both for the inside and it could also work for the outside is not such a chiddush to us because it's such a starker mechitza, even though it was meant for area A, I understand the work for area B too, because it really has a full-fledged 100% shei mechitza. But when it comes to the walls of a sukkah, which is a b'chal temporary mechitza, it's a temporary hut. So yes, for sukkahs, it's a big mitzvah and you're putting up this wall. But lemaisa, it's really more temporary. Maybe over there I would say, if I made the sukkah wall for area A, it doesn't serve as a wall for area B behind it. Kamashma, it still works. So I wouldn't have a riot from the Mishnah to our case, because in the Mishnah's case, it was a shtarka mechitza, mechitza of a bias, whereas in our case, a mechitza of a sukkah, and therefore I would have racked one together. Nice answer from the Ran on Tesis's Kasha. Okay. Says the Gemara further, Pshat number 2. Again, that's Pshat number 1 in Psal Yetzim and Asukkah is being kosher. Pshat number 2, Rabbi Vesa Abed Tavayu, Hachab Kanam Yetzim Lefinim and Asukkah. Over here we're talking about Schach that protrudes out of the wall of the Sukkah. Umash Chavaz Lechad Dodeif Madayu. So, interesting case. You have a Sukkah, go back to the case you said before, three walls, west, north, and eastern wall. And you have Schach completing the area in between the walls. However, the Schach juts out further than, let's say, the wall in the east. The wall in the east stops after 15 feet, make up a number. The wall in the west continues 20 feet, and the schach also goes to 20 feet. So the last 5 feet, I don't have my last wall. One wool extends along with it on the west side. It's our example. It's Slavdavka. So obviously, one of the requirements of a good sukkah because you're missing a third wall. That's psalia tzibra sukkah, and that remains. That also remains as kosher sukkah, and one could be there. That is the pshat of Rabbi Yosef. Pshat number three in psalia tzibra sukkah. Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Chanan. Let's say you have a sukkah where right the sukkah has more shade than sun. Beautiful. However, there's a minor part of the sukkah. There's a meat to the sukkah which has more sun than shade. I would say that the sukkah should be pasul on account of this small area which has more sunlight than shade. Kamash Milan, that in that case it is that the sukkah is still going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, one second. So what does it mean, psal yaitzim in a sukkah? Remember, the word psal didn't mean pasul. If you touch a pasul, it'll be gevalding. There's a small pasul area that came out of the sukkah. That's not the right real touch. Psal over here means psalus, which is good schach, which is kosher schach. So how do you see in the words of the din of psal yaitzim in a sukkah that we're referring to a sukkah which has an area, a section, which has more shade, more sun than shade? Where do you see that in these words? Says the Gemara, that Umay Yaitza, the way you see it is, because Psal Yaitza Minasukkah is read as follows. Yaitza Mechshasukkah, Psal, HaYaitza Minasukkah, the Psal, some of the Schach, which left the realm of Kosher Schach, HaYaitza Minasukkah, and left the realm of Kosher Sukkah, because even though there's Psal there, not enough to make more shade than sun, it's more sun than shade. I would think that renders the Sukkah puzzle, Kamash Milan, that we look at the Sukkah in its entirety. We look at the Sukkah as a whole. This is the Ron's explanation of this Gemara, by the way, that we look at the Sukkah as a whole, and therefore, that the area that's even the area that doesn't have as much schach is considered part of the entire sukkah, and the entire sukkah has more shade than sun is considered a kosher sukkah, even though one section of it, one small part, may have more sun than shade. The entire sukkah remains kosher. That's the psal yitz min sukkah. That's the area that wasn't fully shaded is kosher with the rest of the sukkah. Okay, that's pshat number three. And finally, pshat number four, what is pshat in psal yitz min sukkah? Rabbi Ishiya Aimer, le'nitzchal eshach pasal pachas b'shayish b'sukkah katana. We're talking about a small sukkah, of course, pasal sukkah katana. A sukkah is the minimum shear of 7x7. And we're saying that you have a eshach pasal of, you have a schach pasul, less than 3 tfachim of schach pasul in a small sukkah, that the chiddush is that it doesn't pasul the sukkah. Umay yetzeh, what does yetzeh mean? Again, yetzeh before we said, lashem psala yetzeh in a sukkah, sounds like it's kosher schach, it's coming out of the sukkah. Here we're talking about pasul schach. So what's my yetzeh? My yetzeh, yetzeh, but there's a sukkah again, same as we just said before, in the last mouth of Rabbi Chanan Bechlan, what it means is, it's psal yetzeh in a sukkah, you have some of the schach, which is out of the realm. It's funny, it's more funny than calling it psal, because it's not kosher schach, but it's schach that's out of the realm of kosher sukkah, schach, because it is schach pasul. Ask the Gemara one second. Maskar Reisha lehi el avir v'avir pachas v'shoshi tevachem pasul katana mi pasul. Rabbi Reisha asks, what's the chiddush? You have schach pasul less than 3 tevachem. We know the shear of psul by suk by schach avir, which is more chomer, airspace, empty space, pasuls, even 3 tevachem. This is yesterday's daf. Non-kosher schach, it takes 4 tevachem to pasul. So why would I think less than 3 tevachem pasul schach should be worse than avir? And if avir wouldn't pasul in this case, then I would think certainly non-kosher schach shouldn't pasul. Says Gemara, does it pasul avadanat? So what's your chiddush over here? There's no chiddush in this brisa of psal yetz min asukkah the way Rav Hoshaya is teaching it. Says the Gemara, there's a question from Rav Hoshaya on Rav Hoshaya, if you're keeping track of the names. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abba, zem istarf yishem tachtav, zem istarf yishem tachtav. So Rav Abba answers that when you have, and this actually machlekes Rashi teaches how to learn this, we're going to learn these words like Rashi, that zem istarf yishem tachtav means when you have non-kosher schach, it combines with the kosher schach, and you're able to even sleep once, as long as it's below the shear of 4 tvachim, and you can manage to sleep underneath it. Whereas, if it would be avir, then it would combine with the schach, and you wouldn't pass the sukkah once, as long as it's less than 3 tvachim, but you wouldn't be able to sleep underneath it. That's the idea. Avir is not mistarif that you can, to the extent you can sleep underneath it. It's mistarif that it won't pass the sukkah as long as it's less than 3 tvachim, but you can't sleep underneath it. By non-kosher schach, you can even sleep underneath it, and that's the chiddush of this din. Psal yetzim in a sukkah, when it's less than a smaller amount of 3 tvachim, you can even sleep underneath it. That is how the Gemara's answer, Rav Abba's answer, I have for Rav Ishiya. Ask the Gemara on a klal, umiyah kamidik, you have a concept that something is mistarif. The avir less than 3 tvachim is mistarif to give me a sukkah, it's a minimum shear, but my sukkah has to be at least zayin al zayin. It's mistarif to allow me to have a sukkah's minimum shear, but it's mistarif, but I still can't sleep underneath it. If you have something that's mistarif, and yes, not mistarif, it's like quasi mistarif. Says Gemara, it's true for mistarif. You can let it join in. However, who has to be any kosher? It could join in, but it itself is not kosher. Does such a concept exist? Says Gemara, yes. We do find this concept here. Baye mikvah, top of a base. Mayim, Tit, I should say. Hanaruk yechiach, tit anarik, which is like a flowing mud that you're able to pour. It's moist enough that you can pour it. If that would be your whole mikvah, it wouldn't be kosher. But if some of it fell into a mikvah, it could be mistarif for a shear of mikvah. Says the Gemara, mistarif arbaim, so it can be mistarif to the shear of 40 sa. However, I'll tell you, but if you go into the mikvah of that stuff alone, let us like tefillah wouldn't work. So that's something which is, who has made it kosher, it's not kosher by itself, yet it can be mistarif to make a shear. So to hear the avir is not kosher in of itself, but it can be mistarif to make a shear, whereas the Schach Pasul was saying he can even use it, he can receive underneath it, as long as it's less than the minimum shear. Okay, now I just want to quickly point out again, if I'm an Aleph, we explained the idea of Zem Mestarif V'Yishen Yom Tavtav, we explained it's going on the case of Schach Pasul, whereas Avir is Mestarif, but you can't sleep underneath it. Avir is weaker, it's a stronger Psul, and you can't sleep underneath it, as opposed to Schach Pasul, but you can. Tosfos learns it opposite. That's all. Just to point out, Tosfos learns the opposite. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. One who makes a sukkah like a tzrif. We had this a chazar. We had it earlier in the Masechta. He makes a sukkah like a hut, like a teepee. Or you put a wall, a lean to schach against the wall on a right, like on an angle. It makes like a triangle. So Rabbi Lazar Pesach Meisha in the Gagbaz says it's possible because it has no roof. That's going to be a pasula sukkah. There's no roof. It's all walls. You know, the walls either converge at the top, like a teepee, or you have one wall on an angle against another wall, like creating this V shape, this triangle shape, but there's no wall, there's walls, there's no roof, and therefore it's not a good sukkah. Ain lagag. It's kosher. Says the Gemara Tana, there's two ways to get a consideration that you have now a kosher roof. How so? If before the, let's say the teepee, or this wall, let's just pick the case of the wall which goes just on an angle. If first the wall, first this wall comes up a tefach off the ground, and then it angles towards the roof, towards the other wall, so then we consider the wall on the angle, it could have a shame roof. When it's directly, the whole thing's lying on an angle, and under it comes straight up, then it's not a roof. But when a tefach of it goes straight up, and then it angles up towards the other wall, then we can consider this wall on the angle could be considered a roof, even according to Blazer, and it would be a kosher sukkah. And similarly, if it starts on the ground, right, on an angle, but instead of hitting the wall directly, it comes to a point, and then there's a tefach across from where the wall ends to the other wall, that tefach across is the minimum shear you need for a ceiling, and therefore it's kosher. The first point out, Avadi still have to have Zayin al Zayin, and ten tefachim tol. You still have to have a makam of Zion by Zion and Tetrach and Tol, but the point is, there's two different nekudas. One is having an area which is the minimum size of a sukkah. The other is having a shame ceiling, a shame gag. Says Reb Lezer, he's maskim if you have a tefach in any direction, that'll give you a shame gag. Says Gemara, my time, my darbanan. What's Shana Arbanan who's talking about the Armak Pachal? They say the leaned wall is called an oil. It's called a ceiling as well. Shepoyelim kayumda, because they say sloped roofs are also considered roofs. So we view it as if you have a roof and you have a wall. It could service both. And remember, it's kosher. It's all kosher schach. So you can view it as if you have a roof and a wall, as long as, of course, you still have, again, according to Chachamim, your Zion al Zion with your ten tefachim tol. Says the Gemara, Abai Ashchei the Rav Yosef to Gani Bekilas Chasan Besukah. Abai found Rav Yosef sleeping in a canopy bed in a sukkah. But the case was, it wasn't a canopy bed which was had a cover. It was completely sloped. Like the case of our Mishnah, completely sloped. But the question over here is, if you consider it a ceiling, then it's a chatzitza between Rav Kana and the schach. If it's not considered a roof, it's not a chatzitza. So who in our Mishnah held that it doesn't have a status of a gag? Rabbi Eliezer. The chum are you? Says Abai to Rabbi, are you going like Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Eliezer Shemutiyu? I go like Rabbi Eliezer over the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Amalei Kaman, Abai says to Rabbi to Rabbi Yosef, you go like Rabbi Eliezer, Shafkas Rabbanan, Abbas to Rabbi Eliezer. He left the Rabbanan, went and did like Rabbi Eliezer. Again, particularly, it's not just Rabbi Miyachar, it's also Rabbi Eliezer Shemutiyu. What's going on over here? Amalei, Brisa Ivchatani, because I have it reversed in a Brisa, meaning Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, I have in the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer was one that's Machshir, he says it's considered a roof. Whereas the Chum Baisa, by Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer considers this sloped wall a roof, and the Chum says, possible, the Bracham says it's not considered a roof. Since it's the Chum who says it's not a roof, I'm also not worried about it being a chatzitza when it's my canopy bent on the slope, so I'm going up there a button. But essentially, your basic answer is the way you have it in the Mishnah, you're right, what I'm doing is problematic, I have it opposite from a Brisa. Yes, Abai, so still not excited. Shafkis. We have one version in the Mishnah, an opposite version of the Brisa. You take the Brisa's version over the Mishnah, Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef Sabak. Yes, normally not, but I do, because we have a clear version that the Mishnah's way of the Machlekes is not the commonly accepted way. Why? Masisi Chidoya, our Mishnah is the Das Yachid, the time we went to the Brisa. Heis, the Kasekim, and Sri, if one makes a Sukkah, like a hut, like a teepee. Oy, she samcha l'keis, oy, leans the wool against the wall on an angle. Rav Nosson Ayemer, here's black and white. Rav Nosson says, Rav Loza Paisel, Mibnei Shein Lagag, V'chamach Shirin. The way we have it, this is how we have in our Mishnah, that Rav Loza is saying it's kosher, it's pasul, and Chama is saying it's kosher, but we have very clearly, who's the author that had the machlekes that way? Rav Nosson. But the Brisa quotes Stam, the other way, that the machlekes is opposite, says Rav Yosef, that it was the Das Yachar who learned it the way our Girsa is, whereas the Das Rabim is the opposite Girsa, and therefore I take on opposite Girsa, and therefore I view it as the Chum say that a sloped wall is not considered a roof, and therefore Lakula, sleeping in a bed with a sloped cover, would not be a problem in a sukkah, and that's exactly what Beisif was doing. So after Mishnah, last dinner of the day, Marcellus Kanim Gedela, this is again the halacha of their mats, using mats for schach. We do this still today. It's one of those common forms of schach is the bamboo mats. So Marcellus Kanim, we spoke already the other day, that if it's meant for sitting on it, if it's made for purpose of using it, it's considered mekabel tumah and it's pasal schach. Even though it doesn't have base kibel, it's pshutik li'etz, it's flak li'etz, but the point is still, the fact that it's meant to sit on, it's meant to use as like a piece of furniture, it gets the status of a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, it's pasal schach. If it's meant for sichach, for purposes, for shame, then it's kosher schach. Says the Mishnah with that in mind. Marcellus Kanim Gedela, a large reed mat, a large one, if it was made for sitting purposes, if it was made for sukkah purposes, for schach purposes, you could use it for schach. Now, before we go further, there's really a question to be asked. He said, if it's made for shchiva, mekabel tumah, no good. If it's made for schach, not mekabel tumah, is good. What if it's made stam? What if it wasn't made for shchiva or for schach? What's going to be then? Gemara's going to address that right away. But before we get there, we have a machlekes to deal with also. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, again, Rabbi Elazar is the dissenting view. Rabbi Elazar says, that if you notice, the Tanakhama's words were, machzels kanim gedela. He spoke about a large machzels. We didn't get into why and where, but just said those words. Rabbi Elazar is going to argue and say, echas tana vechas gedela, asa l'shchiva, don't make a chil between gedela and tana. Side big, side small. If you made it for shchiva purposes, make a bal stumba vein sachama, you can't use it for schach. It's mekabel tumah. L'sicha, if you made it for schach purposes, mesachem ba veinam mekabel tumah. If you made it for schach purposes, then you could use it for schach, and it's not mekabel tumah. That is what the Sheet of Marzen explained 2 points. Again, point number one is what we just addressed before, that we're talking about when you made it for shchiva, or you made it for sichach. The mashmais, what happens when you make it for stam? And I didn't elaborate before, but the mashmais is actually conflicting mashmaises. By telling me it's possible when I made it for shchiva, sounds like if it's stam, it would be kosher. By telling me it's kosher when I made it for sichach, for schach purposes, sounds like stam would be possible. So from the Mishnah, I have conflicting inferences from the Mishnah. That's point number one we have to deal with. And point number two is, what exactly is the machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakhama, when we're talking about gedela, or achas kana machzela? Let us see the Marzen address it. The Marzen carry onto chaf menalf. We'll just start the Gemara. We'll get to chaf menalf, but we'll start the first interpretation of machlekes, and then we'll leave the outcome of the Gemara till tomorrow. So let's see. How good for kasha? We have a question in the Mishnah itself, the Mashmais, the Mishnah Shver. Amrit asa shchiva mekabel tumah made in besachem ba. You said if you made it for shchiva purposes, it's mekabel tumah, therefore you can't use it for schach. Time it asa shchiva. It sounds like only because you made it for shchiva. Therefore, it's no good. Hastama. If you do it stam without any intent, it will be lesichach. It will be considered for sichach purposes, and then it will be kosher. The other time, but the next line of the Mishnah was, lesichach made for schach purposes, besachem ba made in kabel tumah. Stam mekabel tumah, it's kosher schach when you made it for schach purposes. Make a diak. Time it asa lesichach. Only because you made it for sichach. Hastama. If you made it stam, shchiva will be considered lesichach, and it'll be no good. So the stamas, we have conflicting outcomes of what stamas should be. Halei kasha, answers the Gemara, kam gedela kam katana. It depends. A large mat, we say if it was made l'shchiva, then it's no good. But stama, a large mat stama is for schach. Large mat, who makes it a big mat to sit on? So a large mat stama is for schach. In the second part of the Mishnah, when we say made for sichach, it's talking about a small mat. A small mat is stamas I made for sitting. Unless you specifically had in mind for schach. So again, we're saying the stam of a small mat is sitting, the stam of a large mat is schach. That's the two dukim of the Mishnah actually do work. Says the Gemara, great, you answered only for Rabbanan. But we still have a kasha in Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says, achas gedela v'achas ktana. So he's clearly saying there's no chilek, and then he went on to say, shchiva and sichach. See, back to the same question in Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara inside. Skip the parentheses. Rabbi Elazar, Aimu said the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, "Achas kana vachas gedela asa shchiva mekabel tumah v'ein besachem ba." Time asa shchiva. He says, "Sai gedela sai katana." If you made it for shchiva purposes, you can't use for schach again, only because you made it for shchiva. Hastama, if it was made stam, it'll be l'sichach, it'll be for schach, it'll be kosher. That's achas kana vachas gedela. Aimu says, "Asa l'sichach made for schach purposes, besachem ba. It's good for schach. It's kosher schach v'ein kabel tumah and stam kabel tumah. Time asa l'sichach only because you made it for schach. Hastama, if it was made stam." then the Shechiva, because the Shechiva be pasal, and now you can't say this answer that there's a difference in Gedel and Ketana. Because Rabbi Elazar says, Achas Gedel Achstana, so what is going on in the Mishnah? What is the case of Stamias? And further, really, the Gemara is not addressing this directly, but it's going to come out. And what's the Machlaikis Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar exactly? Says Gemara, Elam Rava, we'll see the first Pshat, Rava says, Elam Rava, I'll explain to you the Mishnah. Big Gedela, a large sukkah, a large mat, Kulamalei Pligi, Stamu Sichach. Large mats are meant for schach, unless otherwise noted. Unless you specifically say I'm doing it for shechiva, it's assumed stamma that it's meant for schach. So there's no machlekes about that. Ki pliki biktana, the machlekes tanakama and the Rebbe Elazar is by a small mat. Tanakama says stam ktana shechiva. Tanakama says even a ktana is for shechiva purposes. Rebbe Elazar stam ktana is for shechiva purposes. I say not even stam ktana is for shechiva. Rebbe Elazar savar stam ktana namisichach. Even a stam ktana, even a stam a small mat is also meant for sichach. That's the machlekes. And now he explains top of chaf and half. Tachi kamar. Here's how you read the Mishnah. Machzel sakadim gedel. If you have a large reed mat, asa shechiva made specifically for shechiva. Mekamelas tuma, because large reed mats according to Tanakama are meant for schach. Small ones are meant for yeshiva. Large ones are meant for schach. So only if you had in mind specifically shechiva is going to be possible. Ta'ayim adas al shechiva only because you made for shechiva purposes. It was expressly for shechiva. Ha'stam if made it stam. Nasa kemisha asal shechach. That would be stam as if it was made for shechach. And mesachem ba'an b'kosher for schach. That is the Tanakama shita. And came along vassar b'lazar l'meymar. Achas kam b'chsel. No, he says both tana and gedela. That stama is ksheira l'sichach. Stam is kashicha. You don't say it's meant for sitting unless otherwise noted. Sai gedela, sai ktana are meant for sichach. Nice pshat from Rava, but there's a problem, and we'll pause after this problem. Ella, bye. It says we got a problem. Iachi, but according to you, Rabbi Elazar Eimer achas kam achas gedela. According to what you're learning, it gedela was more pashat. Ktana is the bigger chiddush. So Rabbi Elazar should say achas gedela v'achas ktana mebayale. Why does it say achas gedela v'achas ktana? It should say, why does it say, sorry, achas ktana v'achas gedela? You put the one that's understood is first, and the one that's bigger chiddush is second. It should say achas gedela and achas ktana. Number one. V'ayin, number two, we clearly have a bais and not like your pshat. V'ayin, we learned, keep pligi. B'gedela de pligi, you're telling me that the machlekes is, by gedela is where they argue, for blaz l'chum, rozbi machmer, I'm sorry, you're telling me where they argue is by the small mat. And Rabbi Elazar is being mekel and saying that even a small mat is meant for sichach, but we have a right from a price that's opposite. Keep pligi, but gedela de pligi. We have a right to argue by the big mat, and Rabbi Elazar is machmer, not mekel. Exactly opposite what he's saying. Rabbi Elazar chomer the time looked at a price. Machzel zakanim gedela m'sachemba. In machzel zakanim, a reed mat. If it's a large one, you can use it for schach. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Lechumra. Im Ein Mekabel Tuma. Only if it wasn't made Mekabel Tuma, if it wasn't made for Shechiva. Sounds like he holds even a big mat can be made for Shechiva. Certainly a small mat. It comes out. That's when he says Mesachemba. Comes out Rabbi Elazar is the Machmer, and the arguing by a big mat. So, Rava, your Mahalach, your Peshad Machlekes, even though it made sense at a base reading of our Mishnah, the two problems. One problem is the Lashon Achas Gedela v'Achas Ktana Shver, and second, with the price, it's clear. Not like what he's saying, Rav Papa's going to offer a new Mahalach in the Machlekes in Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.